This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thank you so much, Ms. Nadine, for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. What does entrepreneurship, firstly, Happy Women's Month.
Thank you so much.
I know I'm a bit too late, but Happy Women's Month. And I'm seeing quite the ladies that are hosted here, the people that are hosted here are also ladies. So I can see that it's very close to you guys, entrepreneurship. So if you can just tell us about what entrepreneurship means to you as someone who's leading the entrepreneurship at UKZN.
So entrepreneurship to UKZN is something that's not a last minute resort, but something that we encourage our youth to pursue to help grow not only local communities, but they'll also see South Africa as a whole change through the innovations, the input. And if they can do it from a point of passion, then that's even better. And we really enjoy nurturing these passions that they have.
Why do you think entrepreneurship is important, especially from to start at an early age, like from students, instead of, you know, them starting up late after varsity and all that? Why is it important for them to start now and, you know, venturing into entrepreneurship rather than after their undergrad?
So as I mentioned before, it shouldn't be seen as a last resort. So we go through school, we're told that this is a program you should follow. You do well, you'll get a good job and you'll have a good life. But entrepreneurship, it sets the tone for your life from an early age. And it's one of those things when people say to you, dream big and work hard on your dreams. Yeah. And it's not an empty promise that you hear from the outside, but something that's installed within so that it grows into a bigger picture when they have full capacity to study further and understand exactly what this entrepreneurship journey will take them on.
Wow. Talk to us about your preparations for this competition here today. I know you started it internally, but how was the process of, you know, training and preparing these young ones? And how many do you have here?
So we've got 7 entrepreneurs across the categories.
Okay.
The preparation was, as it goes, we hold our capacity building workshops for our entrepreneurs. We took a lot of direction from ED, and they have a lot of support with workshops that they host. I myself am a first time coordinator working with students.
Congrats.
Yes, thank you. So it has been quite an inspiring journey as well. Whenever people ask me, like, how has it been working with the students, I always say it's very inspiring, because there's always bright ideas that come out that are being put into action, and it's not just an idea that's left on a piece of paper in a drawer.
Wow, no, definitely, man. I don't want to hold you for long, Ms. Nadine. I wish you nothing but the best in the competition. And I know if UKZN wins, we all win, because
yes,
we are in the same region.
Yes, go UKZN.
Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.